Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
We are back at 13 after the hour. Mr. Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, thank you for joining me. 888-822-8255. That's our phone number, 1-888-822-8255. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back. Now, let me introduce to you, once again, our special guest and our good friend, Stephanie Denton. Stephanie is a dynamic and creative personality within the relatively new industry called the professional organizers. And she is one of the nationally known and recognized experts in this field. She has appeared on such television programs as CNN, Good Day New York, and MSNBC, and many, many more. She is, you can often see her articles in a number of different publications. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back. You did such a good job last time, we decided to have you back again.
Oh, I appreciate the compliment.
Well, and you helped me because I feel like I always feel like I get more organized after I have a visit with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
My audience thinks that you're here because I want you to help them, but the truth is I really want you just to help me. And we'll let them listen in. What do you think?
Well, I'm happy to help them as well.
All right. All right. Well, we'll let them pick up a few of these things. Stephanie, tell our audience about professional organizers because, you know, a lot of people probably don't even know that there is such a thing as a professional organizer.
Well, sure. Professional organizers are individuals who provide information, products, and or assistance to help others organize to meet their needs. We work both in residential and commercial settings. Sometimes one-on-one with private clients, sometimes in group settings, leading training seminars or workshops, and really tend to work in four basic areas, one being paper and information management, another being time management, a third being space organizing, how maybe your office or your home is laid out or how your storage areas are designed, and then fourthly, interpersonal communications. Delegation, interruptions, meetings, how long meetings take. We all know how much time seems to get wasted in meetings. So those are the four basic areas, information, time, space, and interpersonal communications.
When you work with an individual, did I get the idea that you work with people who are not business people?
Well, professional organizer, I mean, I do have staff who works with the people in residential settings. So
you said residential,
yes,
you talking
absolutely.
About home office, or you talking about just like a homemaker?
Well, when I'm speaking residential, I'm meaning a homemaker. We have a lot of clients who are home-based business clients, but
right.
I consider them to be a business client.
I agree. I just want to make sure that I understood what you were doing there.
Right.
Okay. What do you do for someone who's how do you help someone who's working out of their home? How would that be different from someone who's in a regular office?
Oh, well, it's very different for several reasons. Certainly, if someone's working out of their home, they are typically without any support staff. Not always. That's not always the case. But even if they do have a support person through a major corporation, that they may be a part of, that person's typically not on site. So they have more responsibility for things such as designing and maintaining the filing system for their paper and information that comes through their office every day, for understanding making the best use of their time. Often, people who work from home may be by themselves all day long and really have to learn how to make best use of their time and not feel too isolated, not get too overwhelmed by simply being there and not having someone else around who can help pace their day for them.
And you really sort of are identifying two groups of people. One would be a home-based business owner and also a telecommuter.
Exactly.
Right.
We have both.
Do you work with telecommuters a good bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And those people, many times people that are telecommuters were once in an office with their coworkers, and many companies then decide, well, it's going to be more efficient or more cost-effective for us to place these people in their homes. So they were used to having that interaction throughout the day, or used to having an administrative assistant. And all of a sudden they're in their home. Their home may not have had a space designated for an office, mm-hmm. so they're struggling to figure out what's the best space and how to organize it and how to just go about their business and stay effective.
If a company has a key employee, a woman who has a baby, and they don't want to lose the services of that person, and she does this woman doesn't want to quit work, but she also doesn't want to necessarily go back to the office for maybe a while, maybe for a year, even 6 months or a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then telecommuting can make sense, but the companies invest in people. The companies like that this woman would work for would invest in someone like you to make sure that this person is as productive as possible at home.
Right, exactly. In fact, I have a client like that who telecommutes part-time. She comes to the office a few days a week and works from home a few days a week because of that exact situation, having recently been back from maternity leave.
Just think about how much the quality of life and how much the company's productivity is improved by having the ability to telecommute. When I think about that, when I think about mothers being able to stay home with the children and be there when the child needs them, as we all know, children don't need you 24 hours a day. They need you when they need you, and if you know when that is, if you can kind of organize that a little bit, then you can be productive during the other times. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to just sit around and be unproductive while you're waiting on your child to need you.
That's correct.
Yeah. Let's move over and talk about the something that you and I had talked about earlier, and I told my audience that we were going to talk about managing the electronic portion of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have talked about our desks and our files and things like that, managing bits of paper and that sort of thing. But a lot of the information that I get in doesn't come in on a sheet of paper.
That's right. That's the situation for anyone nowadays. I mean, going back to what we were talking about earlier when I was talking about the four areas of organizing, used to be I could identify one of those areas as paper,
mm-hmm.
but it really is not paper anymore. It's information management because it comes in so many different formats. It's no longer just handed to you on a piece of paper, but it may come via email. You no longer, your mail doesn't drop on your desk at 10 in the morning, but throughout the day you're getting emails, you're getting faxes, voicemail, pages, et cetera. It's overwhelming for some people.
Absolutely. Steph, stand by. When we come back, I'm going to give you an idea about some of the different things that I do in the morning when I come in, and you'll get an idea about what Stephanie's talking about. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Stephanie Denton. Our phone number is 888-822-8255.
I'm still not certain.
Okay, we're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. We're getting organized with our organizing professional, Stephanie Denton. Stephanie is helping us to get organized. She's helping me to get organized, and hopefully you're learning something as well. And, this is another installment in Stephanie's attempt to organize Jim Blassingame, which has been taking, what have we been working on this now, about a year and a half
it's
now?
It's been quite some time.
Golly,
now.
I know you're worn out trying to get me organized here. Folks, if you'd like to ask Stephanie a question, the phone number is 888-822-8255. Or if you've got a suggestion, if there's something that you're doing that's working for you and you'd like to share it with me and Stephanie and my audience, I would appreciate if you do that, 888-822-8255. Stephanie, when I, in my normal day, in fact, the first thing, within 30 minutes of me getting to the office in the morning before the show, I have a cell phone that's on in my car, and it's not unusual for me to have a phone call while I'm driving to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, as early as I come in, then I get to work. I check the fax machine, I turn the computer on, I check my email, I check some of the statistics that are available for my website. I print out things that I have created the day before or the night before, and maybe something that you've sent me or someone's guest has sent me. And so within 30 minutes, I've actually dealt with 6 or 7 different sources of information.
Yes.
And only one of them originates as a piece of paper, and that's the fax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may print out your email or an email that comes in, but initially it's not on paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make two really good points. One being that there are so many different sources from which people now receive and gather their information. And the other being that the technology sometimes allows us to turn that electronic information into paper, generating even more paper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
at least, though, the good thing about email is it allows me to only turn the things into paper that I want to turn into paper.
Correct.
Whereas in the old days, everything was on paper.
Correct.
And I had to throw it away or file it or do something with it. And typically, you'd file something that you that just because you think you might need it. And of course, your computer, your hard drive, can become your filing cabinet for your email. The ones that you don't want to print out, you can always go back and get those. I don't know how far back do you go before you throw away those files.
Well, I purge it fairly regularly. I try to keep up with it, and then in our office, once a year, we really sit down and go through all the files, be them paper or electronic, to update them, to get rid of things that are no longer recent enough to be useful. And you're right, your hard drive can become your filing cabinet, and yet you have to be sure that you have a good filing system there, or that can become just as cluttered as the paper filing cabinet.
Now, see, that's where I need help. How do I organize the outbox or the trash box of my email file? Is that what you're talking about?
How do you organize the outbox?
Well, you know, my email comes in, it's in two different places. It's either in my inbox and I haven't trashed it yet.
Right.
Or it's in the trash, which even though it's in trash, it is still available. It's still on my hard drive. It hasn't mm-hmm. actually been thrown away yet.
Right.
How do I organize those?
Well, for most people, what works best is when it comes into the email inbox, to leave only things there that you haven't decided yet what needs to be done with them. Those are sort of unread emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often encounter clients who will have 300 and 400 emails sitting there.
Only 300 or 400?
Yeah. Well, they'll be sitting there sort of as reminders of things to do, and it starts to become really difficult to pick what's your highest priority task for the day if you have all of these substitute to-do lists. You know, you have your email inbox, you have your voicemail saved messages, you have your stack of incoming faxes. You know, all these things sort of serve as separate task lists, and what you really do need to do is keep one main to-do list in your planner. And for some people, that's a paper planner. For some people, it's a handheld electronic organizer. Whatever the format is you use for planning your day, that's where you want to keep your to-do list, so that your, you know, an email inbox, it's impossible to look at 400 items and pick the top thing to do from there.
Right.
And then most email programs will allow you to create file folders that are sort of become like filing cabinet structure for you within your email program, and that's where you want to file relevant information. And then once you trash it, you should be done with it. You don't really need to go back and look at that.
That's what I'm not doing a very good job of, is filing those emails, and that's what I need to do more of. Let's talk about that when we come back. And we've got some more electronic organizing that we're going to talk about when we come back, folks, with our organizing expert, Stephanie Denton. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We are back. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephanie Denton is our special guest, and she is a professional organizer. She is our professional organizer. Stephanie, your company's name is Denton & Company.
That's correct. We're based out of Cincinnati.
Yep, and Cincinnati, Ohio, beautiful downtown Cincinnati, Ohio, and you've got a phone number.
It's 513-871-8800.
Do you have email?
Yes, it's DentonAndCompany@CompuServe.com.
Is that A-N-D spelled out?
That's correct.
DentonAndCompany@CompuServe.com. Okay, good. And folks, if you are looking for Stephanie, you can go to my website. She's there in the guest page book, in the guest page section of the website and of my website, and with a link to her email. Or if you just want to, if you didn't get any of that written down, we'll get her to give that out again in a few minutes. Or if you just want to email me, I'll make sure you get in touch with her, because you might want to talk to Stephanie about getting you organized, yourself individually, or if you have a company and you've got some people that you'd like to get organized. She works with people in all walks of life, as she says, all the way from the homemaker to the corporate CEO. I know you work with a lot of CEOs, don't you, Steph?
Actually, yes, that's one of my personal specialties.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about the electronic, being organized electronically. And one of the things that I need to look into is my email are in two places. They're either in my inbox or the trash, the outbox, I guess it's called. And then after about 6 months, every 6 months I go through, I go back and I purge things that were over 6 months old. I go ahead and throw those completely away. They're history. But you say that there are programs that will allow you to have them in different files. I don't think I'm not familiar with that.
Well, and that comes oftentimes with the email service. For instance, we were just talking about my email address, which is at CompuServe. CompuServe has a feature in there called the filing cabinet, which basically allows me to sort, file, and delete electronic documents, such as email, the same as I would paper documents. And that's, you know, that's really important to keep all 400 emails up in, you know, in one place, and your inbox is really like taking all the paper out of your filing cabinet and stacking it on your desk. You have to rifle through all of it every time you want to find something on a certain subject or a specific piece of information. So you do want to think about creating parallel systems between your electronic information and your paper information.
One thing that's really handy about the email file, Stephanie, is that, for example, if I have quite a few I'm one of those guys that maybe has 300 or 400 email in my inbox. But what you can do, if you know who sent that, if you know the name, or if you know the date, you can click on the headers at the top of the email box, and it will organize it alphabetically or chronologically, depending on whether it's the name or the date. And that's one way to go back and get some information like and to retrieve a file like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Technological tools in many, you know, many of them are really allow us to be very quick and very flexible and allow us to view the same information in many different ways. I mean, just as you can sort your email that way, someone who has their to-do list on an electric or maybe on a piece of software or an electronic handheld organizer can often sort their to-do list by priority that they have assigned to it. So you really can view your information in lots of different ways. So yes, while you can find things in your email, sometimes part of the challenge may be things you're not looking for and you forget to handle them because they're buried in those 400.
What about when we lose things? What about the possibility of losing some of this information? You know, I'm talking about my hard drive being having all this information and having all my addresses and all that kind of stuff, all my email addresses. What if the thing crashes? What if something happens and I lose it?
It is really very important, and I tell people this constantly, especially when we're talking about electronic organizing, to have backup systems in place. You know, be it, you know, maybe you have a CD read-write that you can back up your hard drive to that. If you have a handheld, you know, palm-sized PC, a palm organizer, you can back that up to your computer so that in case you dropped your little Palm Pilot or if the batteries ran out, you know, you have to really be careful to heed the low battery warning on a palm-sized organizer because if the batteries run out, you have just a specific amount of time to get that backed up to your computer, to your desktop, and then the information in there goes away.
In the handheld organizers, is that right? I didn't realize that if the batteries ran down, that you lose all the information.
Yes, you do. So
you want the programming in your car. If you change the battery in your car, you got to reprogram everything if you have a
right.
Have
but they do give you a low battery warning. There are batteries specifically designed to last longer in the high-tech devices. So there are several steps you can take. You just need to be sure to have a regular system in place for backing up.
Another thing that some people might not know, and I didn't know this. I mean, I learned this within the last year or so, and that is that you can actually, your email addresses are in a file on your hard drive, and you can go and get that file, put it on a disk, and put it on and store it somewhere else.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or if you need to make sure that, for instance, if you work mainly from your desktop, but you take a laptop on the road, you can also copy your address book into your laptop.
Absolutely. Stand by, Stephanie. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. 44 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stephanie Denton is getting us organized. She is a professional organizer, and we've been talking about some of the high-tech issues that are involved in being organized. Stephanie, before we go any further, though, I'd like for you to give us your phone number and your email one more time, please.
Oh, certainly. The telephone number is in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's 513-871-8800, and the email is dentonandcompany@compuserve.com, and Denton and Company is all spelled out.
All right. Now, you can work with someone in a virtual way, couldn't you? If someone from, you're in Cincinnati, if someone from Spokane, Washington wanted you to help them be organized, you can work with them virtually. You don't have to go to Spokane, do you?
Right, absolutely. I have clients that we do everything face-to-face. I have some that I travel to the client, and then we follow up virtually, electronically, or by telephone, and others that really we, you know, counsel long distance.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you but if you are in Spokane and you'd like for someone to be face-to-face, if it doesn't make sense for Stephanie to come out there, she's part of the National Organizing Professional Organizers Organization, and you will be glad to help them with someone in their region, won't you, Stephanie?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so just give her a call, and she'll either help you or she'll help you find someone who can help you. Technological convergence, Stephanie, is something that is heading at us apace. It is it's closing on us at light speeds, and that's where we have, instead of having all these different things, a pager and a cell phone and a Palm Pilot and a laptop and all this other everything else, it's more and more we're getting down to where we have fewer devices. But the information is not getting less and less. The information that's coming into us is actually increasing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's very true. The trend is smaller, faster, cheaper.
But more stuff coming in.
Yeah, and more stuff coming in. You can get email on a cell phone now, or some of the very newer Palm Pilots available in the East can really grab information from the web wirelessly. Mm-hmm. So devices will start to combine. I see what's overwhelming for some people now is literally the fact that they have so many different devices, and they may have somebody's email address in one and their phone number in the other, and it's really trying to keep it all coordinated. I think actually it will become easier for people to keep information coordinated when they have fewer devices to juggle, because they can keep one master contact manager in there, for mm-hmm. example.
Well, and that's going to be the tricky part is deciding what to do with all that, and now the thing about that is when you funnel all that information into this one device, this handheld device, this thing that maybe is in your pocket, the smaller it is, the easier it is to be stolen or to be lost, or as you said earlier, for the battery to run down. There's a little bit of a danger, isn't there, in relying on something like that that runs off of a battery and having all that much important information coming into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't usually use the word danger, I do encourage people to pay attention to the battery level in there and to back up the information on a very, very regular basis. I mean, you know, the word danger, you might apply that to someone using a system all paper-based.
Yeah.
Because it's dangerous for them. They can't find what they want. They're not mobile enough, and they really
Maybe
don't
exposure.
Accomplish what they want to accomplish with their business.
Maybe so, exposure is a better word to use.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you really just need to be sure that you've ensured the consistency of your data on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I do that is along these lines is whenever I'm at home and I've on my laptop and someone sends me an email, I don't have a printer at home. And I want that information I want to be able to use that information the next day. One of the things I do is I forward it. I email it to myself.
Right.
I do. I email it to myself, and then the next morning when I come to the office, there it is. And the forwarding of that email is on my desktop unit, and then I print that out.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. So it's you have created a system now where you can transfer the information between your devices.
Right.
And if that's working for you, that's great.
Another thing that I do is I've set my computers up so that I have two computers that I use, my desktop and my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever unit I pick up the email on, it all of the email show up on both. Even though I picked up one, even though I picked up the email originally on my desktop, when I go home, that same email comes up on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
and by leaving it sort of in cyberspace until I want to pull it down, and that way, if I get something at one location, then it's on the other location, you know, regardless of where I am.
So anyway. Actually, yeah, that's actually a very good system, especially some people who like to only pull, you know, as you say, pull down the email and store it permanently in one of the computers. That works very well. You can set it up. I have it set up the same way so that when I travel, you know, I'm still able to store the information on my desktop even though I have my laptop with me.
Right, exactly. And I've got one of my computers working like that. The other one I haven't gotten done yet. I've got to make that happen because that way, whenever something comes in, I don't have to email it to myself. Although what I do sometimes is I'll do research. And I'll be online, I'll be checking things out online, I'll be pulling information off of a file somewhere online that I'm putting together for something on the show. I'll make up an email file, and I'll email that to myself.
Yep, that's great.
Stand by, folks. We're going to talk about some other electronic organizing hints that Stephanie can give us when we come back after these messages. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Denton, our professional organizer, is our special guest. Right, it's 54 after. We're back with Stephanie Denton, our professional organizer. That's what she does for a living, folks. She is a professional organizer, and she is one of the directors of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and she's located out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Her company is called Denton & Company, and that is part of her website. Stephanie, her email. Give it to us again one more
time. It's Denton & Company at CompuServe.com.
Check it out. Give her an email, folks. Send her an email and tell her you're interested in getting her to help you. And if she can't help you, she's too far away and you need someone face-to-face and it doesn't make sense for her to come there, she'll help you find someone. Stephanie, as we wrap up the hour, we're talking about being organized. And I was saying to you during the break that I don't think that I will see a paperless society in my lifetime. Now, I'm not a spring chicken, but hopefully I've got a few more years to go.
We'll keep you around for a while.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we do. I don't think that I think about that a lot. When I read my newspaper, I get information. I get a lot of information off the Internet, but I like my newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I read two newspapers a day, and I like them. I like holding them in my hand. There's something about that. I don't like the newsprint, but I do like holding that information in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And paper information. For example, the people, your file. All right, I've got a manila folder here with information on you in my filing cabinet, and it's very, very handy for me to be able to go and get that file when you're going to be on the show, so I have everything there in that folder. That's very handy, and so it's hard for me to imagine. Maybe I'm just not looking far enough ahead. It's hard for me to imagine me not using this kind of a system.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, at this point in time, also technology makes it so easy for us to generate more paper, as we said earlier. So it's experts generally agree that it would be very far down the road before we were potentially completely paperless. Doesn't mean that there's not a lot of electronic information that people are using and manipulating and dealing with right now. It just is not necessarily, there's not necessarily a corresponding decrease in the amount of paper information. There's just more information in general.
Well, with the software components now, where you can have more than one file, you know, one behind the other. What's the word I'm trying to think of? It's a multitasking, I should
mm-hmm.
say, on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's similar to what I do with your file. For example, when I open your file up, I may have three or four different pages out in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Whereas on a computer screen, you can only have one up, unless you move things around a little bit. So it just makes it a lot easier to move that kind of information around. So.
It also just depends upon your personality. I have some clients who would much rather deal with it on the screen than in paper form.
Yeah.
And other people who really just are tactile and like putting that pen to paper and moving those papers around on their desk.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably a little bit kind of straddling that fence both ways. And as the technology becomes available, I'm sure I'll make the conversion, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll ever be happy with not having my newspaper, though.
We'll allow you your newspaper and
okay,
your coffee.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Got to wrap it up for this hour, Stephanie. You did great, as always. We're looking forward to having you back again.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Bye-bye. Stephanie Denton, ladies and gentlemen of Denton & Company. She's a professional organizer. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.